I'm Colin Skelly, and my job at the Eden Project is, my job title is Living Landscapes Educator, but most of you will know my job as a gardener, because what I do is look after the plants specifically outside. So I don't work in the two biomes. So I'm out in the winter cold, and so in the winter, everyone who works in the biomes gets to be nice and warm, but I get to be cold. But in the summer, they get to be boiling hot, and I get to be out in the sunshine, a little bit cooler. So day to day, I actually tend the plants. So that would involve watering and weeding, but also all sorts of big jobs as well. So areas that need plants removing and rejigging, making them look nice again, because plants have a lifespan. You know, they might last 10, 20 years. At the end of that, we have to take them out and start again, so that when visitors come to the site, they have something really nice to look at. So that's my job day to day, is looking after all the plants outside at the Eden Project. My favourite parts of my job are seeing the seasons unfold. So we go from winter, where nothing's really growing. That's where we get a lot of the jobs done. Like, if anything, that really big jobs that need doing, we'll do in the winter time. And then through to spring, where you get all the bulbs flowering, and then it gets nice and warm. And in the summer, we'll be doing lots of weeding. And that's probably my least favorite bit. So that's a bit that kind of never ends. And then you get to autumn again, and then the weeds stop growing. So you get a little bit of time off from that. And then we'll start replanting. A little bit of planting goes on in the autumn as well, looking forward to next year, and then back into the winter again. So that my job is always different, largely because of the seasons, but also because of the varied nature of what gardeners do. It's always something different every day. At the Eden Project, each of the gardeners will have their own areas that they look after in particular. So in those areas, you're looking after it yourself, and you're making decisions about the sort of plants that you put in there and how that thing is going to develop. But we also have big areas that we all look after as a team. So, you know, you've got to be able to work well on your own. So, you know, you need to be able to be quite independent at times, but also when you're working with a team, you know, the ability to be able to work with other people really well and to communicate with everyone is really important as well. Originally, when I was about 16, I looked into being a gardener, and in the end, I didn't. I did A levels, and I was, you know, best at history, and so I did history as a degree, and then I did history as a postgraduate level, so, you know, quite advanced. There was a point where I did a little bit of part time work outside, and I really enjoyed it, and it kind of went from there. So it kind of was a weird one where I did my studies were one way, and then I enjoyed working outdoors. And so from there, I became a gardener. And then I worked in various places in Cornwall, at St. Michael's Mount, and also as running a nursery. And then I thought, actually, I missed the sort of education side. So I thought, well, how can I get more involved in that? So I thought, well, why not? I'll train to be a teacher. And so, you know, my studies were in history. So then I went and studied to be a history teacher. And then I found myself during that year looking out the window at the people doing the gardening and kind of wanting to be doing that again. So I thought, how can I combine these two things together? And so this job came up at the Eden Project. And I thought, well, that combines education. We teach people, our visitors, all about plants and the world of plants. It's also outdoors. So that sounds great. It's ideal. So here I am. About 20 years after, well, a bit more than that, maybe, a bit after my studies, I'm a gardener at the Eden Project, and I can combine sort of education, not so much history, but a little bit maybe of history of plants. But you know, mainly I enjoy being outdoors and working with plants. The story of how I've gone from sort of history and into gardening seems, when I tell it, to be a really simple story, but it's not so much. All of those points, you know, I thought, well, when I was doing certain jobs like the nursery work, which is, you know, growing small plants, I wasn't entirely happy with what I was doing. And so you look for other ways forward. And then I thought, well, education, I'll go back and try a bit of history again and do that. And then I wasn't quite happy doing that because I was indoors and I'd been so used to being outdoors and I really enjoyed that. And each of those steps, you're not aware of what the answers are at the time. And so you try something. I suppose I've tried to reach to what seemed to be getting towards what I wanted at each time. So yeah, I would ask the advice of friends and other people that worked in different sectors, and how I could, you know, take different, you know, get towards what I wanted to do. So although, you know, the story seems simple, actually it's about trying to find or to locate what your passion is and try and head towards it. And sometimes it's not always straightforward. You've got to kind of get your way there slowly. When I was 10 years old, I wanted to be outside, and I remember playing football a lot at that age, and also quite fancied the idea of joining the army and things like that. But I've got a bit of a dodgy ear, so I couldn't join the army, so I couldn't do that. And I wasn't that good at football, so I couldn't do that. But I did it. I've retained enjoying being outside and working with my hands and my brain, because, you know, quite a lot of people sort of make a choice between working with your hands or your brain sort of thing. And in gardening, you could do a bit of both. So that's what I suppose when I was 10 years old, you know, that's what I enjoyed being outside, but I also enjoyed learning. And so those two things I've taken into what I do at the moment.